Link building is not as complicated as it may seem. Citations are just places where your websites have been mentioned. Web 2.0s are generally crappy links, and directory listings are listings on directories. Another form of links you need to consider are links that you get from paid sources or industry-specific links. These types of links can be pretty powerful if they come from established companies in the industry. If you decide to become a link vendor and sell links, you can use your single-niche PBNs to become a specialist link provider in the niche, or sub-niche your single-niche PBNs are created. You can rank other people's websites in the niche with relative ease because you own hundreds of niche-specific relevant websites. These backlinks are potent for the right businesses. Your single-niche PBNs are your most powerful ranking tool and the number one business asset for rank and rent. It's also a great idea to reach out to suppliers and other people with similar interests in your business. The same industry, non-compete businesses. Suppose you're in the wedding industry and have a wedding venue. In that case, you may ask photographers, florists, car hire companies, and other such businesses to link back to your wedding venue website. This is considered a backlink to your website from a niche relevant source, which will help your Google ranking. The best place to start, I believe, is with directory listings. Do a quick search on Google for directory listings. You will find places to list your business in multiple directories simultaneously. I think this is a great place to begin because nearly all industry-specific directories are already indexed. Some of the bigger directories like Yale.com provide location-specific listings, meaning you can set up as many free listings as you like. You can also start these immediately. If you're creating multiple listings, then point the links to pages on your website rather than the home page. You can also use Google free resources like Docs and Sheets to set up mass numbers of links, which may not get indexed but will get crawled, so Google sees them. This has been proved by many SEO tools to provide a minor boost in rankings. However, I believe a more natural linking approach is much better for long-term rankings. Therefore, I'm not going to cover spammy linking techniques in this book. Suppose you are looking to build good quality backlinks to your website. You remain doing only good quality backlinks to your website. In that case, Google has no reason to ever penalize your website for unsavory activity. Because all your websites are designed to rank in the niche and provide a genuine benefit to the searcher, Google will likely never de-index your single-niche PBN websites. I would recommend contacting every business in your industry that is non-compete. Try to work out a deal where you provide cross-promotion, so they link to your website and you link back to theirs. Alternatively, reach out to businesses you've dealt with in the past and suppliers, and ask them for a recommendation link to your website. This is long and sometimes dull work, but once it's done because 99% of these businesses won't review their content for 2, 3, 4, or even 5 years. This means you have a high quality, relevant backlink for that length of time and your website will benefit from that backlink for all that time. Regarding your off-page SEO strategy, I would recommend getting listed in all the directories and focusing on high quality backlinks from businesses in your sector. For each individual website, you should also set up a Facebook page and various other social profiles where you post regularly. This can be syndicated for free with IFTTT, meaning you do not have to do this manually. You can also get a service from Fiverr called an IFTTT link wheel setup that will automate this process entirely. Once your websites are rented out, you should speak to the businesses that have rented them and ask if you can get them registered in Google to generate more leads for their business. You then open a new Google account and create a Google My Business listing. Then have the postcard sent to the person renting your website home address, which is in the location where you want to receive the leads. Once you have added the code from the card that Google will send out to the website renter, the Google My Business listing will go live. This will generate more leads for the business and is a free asset. On the GMB, you should regularly add images, do posts, ask the renter to send you any special offers they're doing at the current time. Adding these to the GMB often will help it rank in Google. The best thing about a GMB listing is that it will rank quickly for single keyword searches like locksmith or plumber or pest control in the location where the GMB is listed. Meaning, you get a lot of local searches for single keyword searches that can take 6 to 12 months to rank for with a local website. With a GMB, you will rank for these keywords within a matter of weeks and, in some cases, days. You will find that this generates a heck of a lot of leads for the website renter. Be sure to add a number that you control and redirect it to the renter. If the renter ever leaves, you quickly switch off the calls from this GMB and pass them on to a new business. You should also link out from the GMB to your website, as this will help with ranking the website as a relevant backlink. If a renter leaves your business and decides they no longer want to pay you every month for the website, you should search for a new renter and instantly follow the same process regarding the GMB for the new business. This will result in you having 2 Google My Business listings in that location and generate lots and lots of leads for the company. Once you have several Google My Business listings in a location, You will find that even if the website does not rank, the business receives lots and lots of traffic and lots of customers without you doing much at all. GMB SEO is quite simple. Add images, add posts, update the information regularly, create a GMB website, and add lots of content to it. There really isn't much else that needs to be done. Most local businesses don't update their GMB regularly, meaning their GMBs are poorly optimized, and yours will easily outrank theirs. You should also try to get the website renter to ask their customers to leave testimonials and reviews on the GMB every time they do a job. This will help your business and help rank your GMB, whether they stay with you as a renter long-term or not. This will always generate more work for your clients. Explain to the person renting the website and GMB from you that they are doing this as part of the team, which is you and them, designed to make their business successful in the local area for a set monthly fee. So as a quick recap to the chapter, I would recommend getting your website listed in as many local directories as possible. I would also recommend getting your website listed in as many national directories as possible for all the locations you cover. I would set up social profiles for your websites and post to them regularly using IFTTT. I would definitely 100% get a Google My Business listing for every website you have once that website has been rented to a local business. If you can't find a local business willing to let you have a GMB registered at their address, do not panic. You can post to websites like Gumtree and Craigslist, offering $50 for somebody to provide a code off the postcards that you post out to that property. You then register a Google My Business listing at their premises. When they give you the code from the postcard, you send them $50. This is actually a brilliant technique. Every time you need to update or re-verify the listing, you pay them an additional $50. It may sound expensive, but believe me, this GMB listing will make you 100 times that amount of money. Remember, off-page SEO is not something you want to concentrate on early. I would recommend first focusing on top-quality content that is well-written and long. A few 1,000 words of content on every single page. Then I recommend optimizing that content, amazingly, using Page Optimizer Pro. Only after you have completed all these steps should you start concentrating heavily on off-page SEO. Once a website is built and ready, you can instantly start getting it registered and listed in all local and national directories and set up a GMB. But as far as other backlinks are concerned from third-party businesses and things like that, I would not worry about this initially. Once the website is built and starts to rank, focus on relevant backlinks from the industry. This process should remain on the back burner until the website is indexed unless backlinks fall into your lap naturally. In some industries, it is a lot harder to rank. The content alone will not always provide enough power for you to rank on the first page of Google. This is when your link building strategy will be much more intense. I would recommend joining a community called Internet Marketing Gold. Here you can access all top-level training courses from most of the world's best SEO minds. This is not something you need to do immediately. Still, it will help your business massively because it is a community full of amazing coaches and SEOs. You're not paying each of them every month for their services. Instead, you get access to them all.